KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's partly cloudy and 25 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy here today with a high around 35. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency. They're located on the square in Greenfield. Marnie Rescue and Medevac Ambulance were called to the scene of a rollover accident this morning. The incident happened at 590th and Fairview, south-southwest of Marnie. According to dispatch reports, a vehicle rolled into a field and took out a fence in the process. One person was said to be out of the vehicle walking around. The accident was reported at 5:53 a.m. Less than 10 minutes later, dispatch had advised Marnie Rescue that there were no injuries and that they could disregard. A man from Kansas is asking a judge in Shelby County, Iowa, to grant his motion for trial by combat. According to reports, 40-year-old David Ostrom of Paola, Kansas, says he wants to meet his ex-wife and her attorney on the field of battle. Ostrom filed a request with the Iowa District Court in Shelby County to give him 12 weeks to source or forge Japanese swords used in battle. His 38-year-old Bridget Ostrom of Harlan has destroyed him legally. Ostrom says his motion is based on his frustration with his wife's attorney, Matthew Hudson. He says he's answered Hudson's absurdity with his own. Hudson asked the court to order Ostrom to undergo a psychological evaluation. City of Atlantic's Board of Adjustment Monday morning, they approved a conditional use permit application submitted by the Schulberg Construction Company. The permit allows surface mining on the Teig family property at 2301 Southwest 7th Street, just north of Schulberg's current underground operation. Mark Schulberg has said the changes will be minimal and gradual over the next 20 to 25 years. During that time span, the open pit will be moving west toward Highway 6 and then north parallel with the highway. As it becomes depleted, it'll be filled in and another pit will be mined. Gravel truck activity is expected to remain consistent with current levels, and officials say that stockpiles and processing will remain in place and will not change. And as previously mentioned, Schulberg Construction has been working with Snyder & Associates on concept plans for a visual buffer of the area, similar to what was seen in the 2003 conditional use permit. Mark Schulberg has also stated his company is open to allowing the future depleted site to be transformed into another multi-use area that would serve both private commercial businesses along the highway in addition to the public recreation space to the west. Mills County Sheriff's Office reports four arrests on Monday. 30-year-old Anthony Charles Benau, a homeless person, was arrested on Interstate 29 at mile marker 36 for two counts of possession of a controlled substance, unlawful possession of prescription drug, and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $3,300. On Sunday, 22-year-old Justin Danielle Perez and 26-year-old Brandon Lee Lambert, both of Glenwood, were arrested at 221st and Abbey Road for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Their bonds were set at $1,300 each. And at around 3:05 a.m. on Saturday, 25-year-old DeAndrea Derice Carter of Schuyler, Nebraska, was arrested for possession of a controlled substance. Her bond was set at $1,000. The Union County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a Lorimore woman had reported Saturday night that someone had stolen a small red 16-foot trailer parked at 701 3rd Street in Lorimore. The trailer contained many tools and antiques. The loss was estimated at $10,625. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, nurses have authorized their union leaders to call a strike at Mercy One Siouxland Medical Center in Sioux City. The union must give the hospital at least 10 days' notice before picketing could start. The nurses also rejected Mercy One's most recent contract offer. The two sides have been negotiating since at least June. The local's current contract expired on September 1st. The nurses' union last authorized a strike in June 2010, but settled with the hospital before a walkout actually began. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds on Monday announced appointments to Iowa's various boards and commissions, and the following persons are subject to Senate confirmation. They include Chris Nipper of Council Bluffs for the Commission of Deaf Services and Cheryl Mulligan of Shenandoah for the Iowa Autism Council. And these appointments are not subject to Senate confirmation. They include Virginia Taylor of Exira to the Armory Board, Nadine Jessen of Exira, Stephanie Lane of Creston, Deb Sprecher of Woodbine, and Terry Tornayton of Harlan to the Southwest Regional STEM Advisory Board, and Barbara Crittenden of Creston to the STEM Advisory Council. In the funeral announcements, Linda Sue Nordby, age 66, of Irwin, died Thursday at her home. A celebration of life for Linda Sue Nordby will be this morning at 10:30 at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Philip A. Fly Rustfold, age 62, of Audubon, died Wednesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Services for Philip Fly Rustvold will be this morning at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Corey Achenbaum, age 46 of Macedonia, died Saturday at CHI Health Creighton Hospital in Omaha. A celebration of life for Corey Achenbaum will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Carson Community Center in Carson. Los Hills Funeral Home of Carson has arrangements. Everett Willis Lammer, age 95, of Walnut, died Saturday in Harlan. Funeral services for Everett Lammer will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Dorothy McElfish, age 93, of Messina, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Dorothy McElfish will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Audra Skellinger, age 84, of Orient, died Sunday in Winterset. Funeral services for Audra Skellinger will be on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Ruth Elaine Berry, age 97, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Memorial services for Ruth Berry will be on Thursday at 1 o'clock at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Rican Dune Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Bruce Tyson, age 60, of rural Elkhorn, died Friday at his home. A celebration of life for Bruce Tyson will be held this Friday at 11 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. News was brought to you this hour by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.